when your tie broke, bust it, and take that tie off with a tie iron, and then put another tie on. But now they got them where you can just take off one wheel and put on another. And you had a tail light, and that light, that'll be funny. Then the police would get you. I never did take no chances, but some people did.
Suppose there was a, if you're driving along and there was a log across the road, you'd say, you might say,
you'd have to back up. If you couldn't move it.
What would you do to move it? You might say, I tied a rope to it and...
You could roll it over to the side of the street. And then they didn't allow you to drive a car on that pavement out there on the rim. See, like your tire bust and you have to take it off, it's flat. And you try to make it home on the rim. Police caught you, you paid for that. Because it was
What about if something's squeaking in the wheel? What'd you have to do then?
Grease it.
If you get grease all over your hands, you say your hands are all what?
Well, you always had to wash them off with kerosene or seven times. Like if you get your hands full of paint, you have that water which put in paint, just, you know, weaken it, and you could pull that from wash your hands and take it right off. And of course you need it now, because Wallace had this building painted outside, and all of them men left these coaches on there.
Well, I mean, if somebody has grease all over his hands, you say his hands are all what?
Well, we had the OxyContin soap, and they made lye soap. They take all the fat and old grease, cook it up, and put a can of lye in it. And they put it on the stove in a big old pan or pot and cook it. Then when they pour it out, most always have it in something wide. And then when it get cold, they could block it out like bottles of soap. You know the bathing rag? That lye soap, and the skin was just as pretty.
What kinds of clothes did people wear in the old
like wear now.
Same thing?
When women wasn't wearing pants like men. Pant suits and all that stuff. But they wore dresses. And the men wore pants. The law said it's a sin. A woman mustn't wear nothing containing to a man. The women went to wearing their own husband's pants so bad till they went to making them zip up on the side. So they could wear it by. Not everything got on pants suits. Old women and me. Try to put them on me. I tell them, I'm used to wearing my dresses. I don't want no pants suits. And what these children and girls wear around here for shorts. They come up to here. You see them out there. Sometimes they were up there. That's as far as they can get them. And then, but we wore drawers. And then our drawers come to down about me. And dresses was long. Old mini skirt. Stuff like that.
What about if you have a coat that...
Women wore what they call shimmy. They didn't know that the name of slips. They would be cut all into one, armholes and all, and they call them shimmies.
Shimmy.
Well, not no slip like they do now. And they called, when they didn't call them slip, they called, didn't call them shimmy, they called them underskirts. Underskirts.
If you had a shirt and you washed it in hot water, what happened to it?
Well, you didn't wash them. If they couldn't go in hot water, you didn't wash them in hot water. You wash them in just warm water.
What would happen to them if you did?
But if you put them in hot water and they couldn't stand it, they'd shrink up. They couldn't get back in them. And your dress is straight. If I wet the skirt and it was cloth, it would draw.